today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By Allah's name, we start this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which wants to look at belief in Judgment Day. That was an interesting topic, so I invite you to listen to us. But first, what date is today? Tuesday is the 27th of the month of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of the month of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to one of the ayah from the Holy Quran. For today, we'll learn about verse 8 from chapter Al-Jum'ah, and we'll learn about its point, of course.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qul innal mawta alladhi tafirruna minhu fa'innahu mulaqikum. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Say, indeed, the death from which you flee, indeed, it will meet you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you about what you used to do.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The law of death is one of the most general and all-encompassing laws of this world. The eminent prophets and the archangels all die and nothing shall remain but the pure divine essence. Death attending the divine just tribunal and taking care of the records of the past deeds are of the certain laws of this world, and God Almighty is all aware of all His servants' intentions and deeds. That's the only way to put an end to such fear is to purify one's heart from sinful impurities and refraining from committing evil deeds. As I told you, we want to know about belief in Judgment Day. Death is one of the few indisputable facts of life. Regardless of faith, race, status, or age, we will all die. While the certainty of death is universally accepted, the question of what happens afterwards has been debated throughout history. Islam teaches that one's life doesn't end on earth. Rather, it is followed by the eternal life of the hereafter. Therefore, this belief has a major impact on our earthly lives while instilling hope for healing in a perfect world where God's ultimate justice will prevail. Despite its inevitability, we get so absorbed in living that we forget about death. Our daily routines, the comfort of our homes, and our relationships keep us so busy that we have little time left to ponder over the fleeting nature of this world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The holy month of Ramadan and our duty to pay attention to the resurrection day. Imam Radha alayhi salam said, the eighth Imam of the Shia school of thought has said, إِنَّمَا أُمِرُوا بِالصَّوْمِ لِكَيْ يَعْرَفُوا أَلَمَ الْجَوْعَ وَالْعَطَشِ فَيَسْتَدِلُّ عَلَى ثَقْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. People have been ordered to fast to understand the pain of hunger and thirst, and through that to find the poverty and destitution of the hereafter and the resurrection day. Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have been following this series of shows or not, but we have been saying that one of our duties is to remember death in order not to commit a sin. Memory, we need to remember the concept of death. We should not be negligence of the memory of death, and we have to strengthen this in our mind. We have to strengthen the reckoning and the inspection of the day of resurrection. Remembrance of death causes the pride to be broken, and as a result, prevents committing sins. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, always remember death, and all human actions are considered and inspected. If we pay attention to this point, and naturally all the human actions are considered and inspected, and we have to learn that the outcome of committing sin is a punishment in the hereafter. So having this in mind, we have a holy month of Ramadan in which we are going to experience the thirst and hunger of the Day of Judgment. And from the other side, we have been told to remember death. So it shows a sort of relation between the holy month of Ramadan and the concept of hereafter and the resurrection day. If we revive this remembrance of death in ourselves, then we can understand, and we can understand one of the philosophies of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. We shall know what should be our state, what should be our status of hunger and destitution in the Day of Judgment through committing sins in this world. It is quite natural for us to understand, to reach to this conclusion that we need to remember death so that we think on what might come to us after our death and while we are going to get to be resurrected in the Day of Judgment.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Beyond this life, the hereafter. What happened? What happens after death? Does a world exist beyond this world, this life? Is there such a place as heaven or hell? These are common questions we ask from time to time. After all, the enigma of death stumps us. We've devised various ways of killing other humans. Yet despite innumerable technological and medical advances, we still cannot prevent an individual from dying. Furthermore, unlike life, which we experience daily, we really don't have first-hand knowledge of life after death. Aside from some near-death incidents, no one has come back from the dead to tell us what they encountered. due to their faith in the one God who created this universe and sustains it, Muslims rely on divine guidance for glimpses of a reality invisible to human eyes. Allah sent prophets to guide humanity.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Now tips to prepare for the day of judgment. One tip is this: fill your heart with the Quran. Try to join any educational circle in your community. Try to learn as much of the Quran by heart. Also, you can join any tafsir sessions to have a better understanding of what you have learned by heart. Another tip for preparing for the Day of Judgment is making a lot of dhikr. Dhikr means remembrance of Allah. You can do it all the day around. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Sometimes I perceive a veil over my heart and I supplicate Allah for forgiveness 100 times in a day." Another tip is making a lot of dua or supplication to Allah to help you remain steadfast in your relation with him. Another one is thinking always of the moment of death. Visit the grave and visit sick people. These things break hard hearts.
One day, a man goes to visit Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "I saw Abu Basir enter." Abu Basir was one of the good companions of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, when Abu Basir was entering, he was breathing very heavily, taking very deep breaths. When he sat down, the Imam alayhi salam asked him, "Ya Aba Muhammad," his title was Abu Muhammad, "Ya Aba Muhammad, why do I see you breathing so heavily? What's wrong?" He took a deep sigh, Abu Basir, and he said, "Laqad kabura umri, laqad kabura sinni, wa daqqa 'azmi, wa iqtaraba ajali. My age has become old. My bones have become fragile and death awaits me. I know that soon I'm getting old. Death will take me and I don't know what will happen to me on the day of judgment. I don't know. I'm not certain. I have concerns. Where will I stand on the day of judgment? This is why I'm breathing so heavily." And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam looks at him. He tells him, "You are saying this, Ya Aba Basir?" He says, "Yes, why should I not say this? I'm really concerned. And this is really hurting me. It's paining me." Then the Imam alayhi salam tells him, "Oh, Aba Basir, let me tell you something. There are angels that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their role is to drop the sins from the back of our true followers. Those who truly follow the path of Ahlul Bayt, their job is to simply take those sins and shave them off and drop them just like on a cold day in the autumn when you see the fierce winds are blowing at the trees and bringing the tree leaves down. You've seen it here, right? In November, in December, sometimes when this storm comes, and you have this high wind, have you seen how the leaves fall?" The Imam says, "This is how the angels cause the sins of our true followers to fall." Then he recited this verse in the Holy Quran. Those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they do istighfar for those who believe. "Oh Aba Basir, I swear by Allah, those believe are our true followers who believe in the wilayah." This is our connection.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue interesting topics, especially during this month. Till another meeting, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي